Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with admissions coordinator Nurse Dan Showerman with St. Croix Hospice in Panora about caring for a loved one near the end of life and how to cope with grief during the holidays. This is part two of a two-part interview. And what would you say are some things that you wouldn't recommend, some don'ts for dealing with grief or managing somebody else's grief this season?
We all need our time of reflection that we spend by ourselves. When our pieces of reflection turn into the fact that we're avoiding, basically moving on with our life, that we're wrapped up in the time by ourselves just because we don't want to be amongst other people at that point in time, it's perfectly fine to reflect by yourself. But ultimately, in order to process things, and it doesn't seem to matter whether it's grief in per se, it's anything. You need to share it. You need to put it out there. It needs to be vocalized and heard by yourself as well as somebody else. And in order to nurture good relationships with people, you have to be able to have them understand you in some sense. And it helps you to be understood.
And you mentioned how grief is typically, it's a lifelong thing that people can have. What do you think are some other important things to acknowledge about grief and any sort of misconceptions about it?
Mm-hmm. Well, not to minimalize anything, but ultimately, grief is a lifetime event. It starts with small things a lot of times. You know, it can be a big event, but ultimately, when we're looking back at our course of time, we've all heard of somebody talk about their first puppy when they're 50 years old. You know, that's still a process of processing grief. It's something that we had before that we don't have before, we don't have now. Whether it be a home we've moved from, whether it be, you know, family that's moved away or friends that have moved away, they're all pieces of grief. And we learn how to process them so that eventually when the loss is greater, we have a routine and a ritual and a way to do that. And when we're grieving in a healthy form, you never want to tell somebody that time will make it better. It'll just be in a different place. And you'll learn how to incorporate that grief into your life.
Sometimes I think it's not so much about moving on as it is about moving forward, mm-hmm. or some cliche like that. And are there any services that St. Croix Hospice offers for those who are suffering from grief?
You know, for our clients, we have a bereavement program that lasts 13 months after the death of their loved one. It's following everyone that has a loss through the first holiday, through the first birthday, all of the events that we hold significant in our life. For those that, you know, weren't involved with the hospice, my chaplain has resources in the area that she can direct that person to. It's just a matter of a phone call. And we can point, you know, we're in Western Iowa. Resources sometimes become something you have to drive for. It gets a little more difficult in our area to get those pieces, but there's always something out there for someone.
Just sort of bring a little levity. Are there any special moments that you have with patients in the hospice service around this holiday season, or ways that you try and, you know, keep the holiday spirit?
You know, ultimately, when, you know, you're dealing with families at this point in time in life, and I've had the pleasure of serving my community for over a decade in hospice in some form or the other, when it comes right down to it, just kind of blending into the family, so to speak, you're not there as an outsider. You try to make it like you're going to have coffee. And I've had, you know, I've grown up in this area. I know somebody that every one of the people that we take care of, I can make a connection somewhere because, you know, I've got 40 plus years in this community. But when it comes right down to it, they're all in some form or way special because you're able to walk a journey with people that they will walk one time. And, you know, you're there with the full knowledge that you're assisting them in getting through some of the difficulties of life. So there's not really a moment per se that is more special than the other. It's just the fact that you're able to do this for your community.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Admissions Coordinator Nurse Dan Showerman with St. Croix Hospice in Panora about caring for a loved one near the end of life and how to cope with grief during the holidays. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this two-part interview online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.